I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, August 23rd. Quincy High School and Quincy College have each received state grants to enhance their skills training programs. Quincy High is getting over $162,000 for their carpentry programs. Those funds will be used to expand the carpentry curriculum, which is supported by Callahan Construction Company, Quincy Inspectional Services, and A.H. Campbell & Son. The program helps students find internships, apprenticeships, and employment opportunities, as well as higher education. And Quincy College will receive almost $334,000 for their pharmacy technician and medical laboratory technician programs. The college will purchase training equipment and new instructional technology for pharmacy technicians and medical laboratory technicians. There will be new principals at three schools when Quincy students return to classes next month. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey has announced that Keith Ford will become principal at North Quincy High School, replacing Robert Shaw, who took a job at another school district. Ford has been assistant principal at Needham High School for the past 5 years and also served in administration in the Randolph Public Schools and at English High School. Derek Lakey will be the new principal at the Southwest Middle School. Lakey has been vice principal at the Madison Middle School in Fall River and at a New Bedford charter school. Lakey succeeds John Francescini, who retired. And Natasha Didonde will become new principal at the Lincoln Hancock School. Didonde has been a math teacher in the Waltham Public Schools and holds several master's degrees. She replaces Ruth Whitmer, who also retired. In addition, Tracy Kenny Borelli has been appointed the assistant principal at Central Middle School. She has been principal at Lester High School. First day of school in Quincy is September 8th. A brand new board tasked with overseeing the MBTA and its transit service across the region has its first official member, Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch. The T's Advisory Board, an independent organization that represents the 176 cities and towns that steer tax dollars toward the T, voted to name Koch as its choice to fill a seat on the T's governing body. He pledged to visit each MBTA community over the next 6 months and learn more about facility conditions and the needs facing cities and towns with T service. Koch becomes the first person named the 7-member MBTA Board of Directors created in a law that Governor Baker signed, which empowered the advisory board to appoint one member directly. The T has been without a dedicated governing body since lawmakers allowed the Fiscal and Management Control Board to expire at the end of June. The Secretary of Transportation will also serve on the board, and Baker will select the other 5 members. The shooting death of a man in Quincy by state police back in March has been ruled justified. The Norfolk County District Attorney's Office says state police were justified in the killing of 37-year-old Eric Leach of Rockland. Leach had driven a stolen Rockland police cruiser to the Bargain Parkway in Quincy on March 26th after robbing a Rockland convenience store. Investigators say Leach was able to secure the patrol rifle in the cruiser and, after a standoff near the BJ's gas station, pointed the rifle at officers as if he was going to shoot. A state police officer fired one round, killing Leach. During the pursuit to Quincy, police say Leach damaged both police and civilian vehicles, but there were no other injuries. All students, staff, and visitors to Quincy Public Schools will be required to wear face masks when classes resume next month. The Quincy School Committee recently voted on the mask requirement, citing concerns about the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Officials also said pooled COVID testing will continue to be available. An informational meeting for parents will be held remotely this coming Thursday at 5 p.m. on Zoom to provide an update on the school's COVID safety protocols for the new school year. All students will return for in-person learning. And the first day of school in Quincy is September 8th. Meantime, Governor Baker's administration is looking to mandate masks for everyone in grades K through 12 through October 1st, as the Delta variant causes a rise in COVID cases. Education Commissioner Jeff Riley is asking the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education to give him the power to institute the mask mandate to provide time for more students and educators to get vaccinated. Once the proposed mandate ends on October 1st, vaccinated students and staff at middle and high schools will no longer have to wear masks if at least 80% of students and staff in the building are vaccinated. Any unvaccinated people in schools will still have to mask up. Students unable to wear a mask due to medical or behavioral needs would be exempt. It applies indoors to those 5 years old and above. Baker has previously resisted a mask mandate in the schools, despite CDC recommendations that everyone in schools be masked, regardless of vaccination status. State guidance has suggested no mask mandates for vaccinated students, while strongly recommending masks for those in grade 6 and below who are not yet eligible to be vaccinated. Boston and some other cities and towns have already said they will institute mask mandates in the fall. The policy will be revisited based on public health data. Well, the first cruise from Boston since the pandemic began is finally expected to depart today. The Crystal Symphony was scheduled to depart for Bermuda yesterday afternoon, but was delayed because of Tropical Storm Henri. Passengers were told to get on the ship as planned, but it won't leave until sometime today. The trip will likely be shortened, as the symphony is slated for another trip that leaves on Sunday. Check of business news this morning. Green arrows on Wall Street. The Dow was up 225 points. The NASDAQ rose 172, and the S&P added 35. Global stocks were also higher. The dollar rose, the euro is up, and oil is at $63 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox and Rangers at Fenway at 1:10 this afternoon, postponed from yesterday due to the storm. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy at a high of 81 degrees, scattered showers around tonight and a low of 71. Could be some tropical downpours overnight into tomorrow morning, then turning hot and humid with a high tomorrow 88 degrees. Hazy, hot, and humid on Wednesday at the high of 92. And Triple H weather again Thursday, high 91 degrees. For the boater, waves a couple of feet. East winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. The high tide right before 1 o'clock this afternoon. Sun rose at 5:59, sets 7:32. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, August 23rd.